I'd like to say good night, and good afternoon, good morning, each and everybody throughout the globe, everybody listen to the time we live in.com. You know, big up to all my, big up to all the crew, big up to you and you. I like to big up the USA, the UK, CAD, anyway, you know how we stick. And on God for thee. That's how we stay united on God for each and everybody. Yo! Netherlands, Sweden. Looking at the UK, them up already anyway. So I'm going to make up the wine on that Brazil. Alright. Again, looking at Jamaica. Trinidad and Tobago. Tomatoes. Antigua, Grenada. Okay. Because all of us, we come to all the crew. St. Lucia. Yo. Anything. What do you believe? What do you see? That. Could it be that we're thinking clearly? What it could be, or could it be not? It doesn't matter if it's not, or what is to be. The things that can we see, things that can we see clearly. Response to the nations, to be reason. Unite to understand the things in spite of all the confusion, division, complexes, competition amongst the nations, the people. Who got that problem? Or do we live as a nation? Let's think again, let's be. Friends, to think or to know factual guidance. Someone say good riddance. No problem, everyone. No confusion. Love from up above, with inside. Without all that. So what is it that we have to seek? We have to seek the things within inside. Things that make us move. Tickety tick tick tock. Like a clock. We get it. We understand it. So now we have to be strong. And go along with the movement, the nature. Be mature, to understand discernment, things that we've learned, to go above and beyond. I see my son, I'm gonna be the one and only that God in his job. I'm gonna say, I tell you, my friend, the thing is, it's not really a show, it's just a thing that we gotta know that job is above all things. You see what I mean? So when we talk within, we are winning, we are gonna pray, and we'll say, the Almighty. Okay. Check one, two. Big up to all the monsters, big up to all the crew. Big up to you. All time we live in. .com. You know, interesting thing in truth and reality. You know what I mean? Because no matter what, how a person perceives, you know what I mean? The perception of a person. Or of a person putting on a character. really a perception. And then the question is, how do you perceive? What do you perceive? But you see, to think about all of those things is too much to think about. So we think about self in terms of how we relate, how we come off to another person in truth. Because if we do this, then that just come off. Sometimes we have to check ourselves stuff. That's the truth. Right? You know, and a lot of things come from so we can't tie into podcasts. So you know I'm gonna tie into podcasts, but it does come from what we put into our bodies, you know, plus the external of what's coming into our bodies. And then again, now, what we're believing in. Then release the effect of what you call the placebo effect, how that relates. Because you can see, we can say, okay, because you see, when they start talking about this universe talk, and manifesting and all these things, truth, all of that's really to go away from the creator. Because even when they're speaking about these things, it arises from the creator without them saying it comes from the creator. Because it's the creator that created the universe. So if the creator created the universe, then a mere man should not really. Well, you shouldn't worry. That's the honest truth. And you know, because the truth is, you see, right, you hear about different miracles, you hear about different things, you see about different things. You know, the Almighty is real, right? You know, Almighty is for real. The Almighty rules the universe. So, the Almighty now can do anything. Things that we can't even think about. You know what I mean? Worry now. It's a thing that some people can hear, some other people cannot hear it. Some people can hear it more now when they're more of good heart. They mean to think about others. You know? And worry about others. And that's when I can see a person really different. You know, and I understand that. Like, it's hard to see self. You know what I mean? It's hard to see self, or it might be our own worst critic. I'm putting ourselves down as hurting us directly to self. You listen to try to take a better stepping stone to look at the positive stuff. And sometimes, more times, nothing will say that. But I mean, from we're working in righteousness. And same way that we're looking at the good, looking at the bad, and take different truth down to what it is without no type of lies, no type of thinking that is different, no type of cover up punching that this is what it is. And I can always see that the best way to look at things, deal with things, is to put it down on the paper. As it comes to the mind, and you put it onto the paper. And then you can see for yourself whether it is good, whether it is bad. Whether I am good and whether I am bad, what is it that I gotta change and where are things coming from? You see, because it's over a time period, you know, not to mention the influence that comes in when your demographics per se, who's around you, what's around you, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And it's true, you know. It's true. But some people move way out of vibration still because they want to deal with things that they're not even supposed to be. Like, for example, one time I can remember a story, you know, that, you know, just like, I met this one person. And this dude, now, we don't have to do it. You know, when the guy has a certain type of terminology. Hold on. But this person, no, it's not because we're all damaged up, eh? You know, this is like way, like, you know what I mean? Like, because you know, sometimes we get flexed, you know, in the bar and after the bar, whatever, you know. I mean, and at the same time, she's not Spanish happy. She's like, yo, what happened? You know, I forget how the story came, but I don't really ask you business, you know, but the story came in still. Yeah. And the story coming, you know. Hey, I'm checked deep, no. I mean, it's not about people, but the relevance of it. Okay? He's hanging around some bikers, and they put some figures out on his knuckles. And he's telling me some other stories. I'm like, man, they're gonna kill you. He's like, he's kind of like nodding, like, yeah. I'm saying to you, why you go over there for? Me, my two legs, and my legs ain't gonna take me over there. I tell you, I can understand. Still, like, you know what I mean? Like, you may not be getting treated in the righteous way at the same time. But, like, I mean, and you want to go back there because maybe the vibration sometimes is good. And the same thing as taking drugs, I figure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you always really see how you're always chasing the high. Like, for me, I'm not lying to you. Like, you know what I mean? Certain ways and certain vibration. I always want that laughter. You know what I mean? I always want that joke. Look for that joke. Like, especially like before, really, you know? Or look for that good vibration. Or just hanging out and joking and laughing and just have a good time. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? I still don't stay, you know, like, that's good time, you know. Even though, like, my time, good time, like, you know, like, I know, kind of what it does, but my good time is more just chilling. You know? I'm playing some pool and animated with the whole 9 yards, you know, and that time was that time. I'm cool and calm and connected. But at the same time, you know, for somebody else, I turn it up straight up, and it's where I really appreciate it, where I like, you know, I turn it up. I mean, take them out different, you know what I'm saying? You know, like in life, I think the good people should be, well, you know, Father John's been really good to people and the good thing, the righteous people. And that's what we have to remember, you know. Because to worries of nature, I can understand. Now, everybody's different. Everybody could be, you know, worried in a different way. Some slightly, some much more. And so why is that? Whether the mental state of mind, the heart, the love. As if you're, for example, like with Operation Amber, right? And that lady, her feet were like, she couldn't even walk good. Yeah, you see, and last time I saw her, she couldn't walk good at all. And, you know, and she's saying, yeah, you know, I saw this person doing well, you know, doing good. I'm like, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's our Operation Amber was born, really, you know, like, you know, help the homeless for real, because she's on peace, man. You know, somebody's homeless people too, you know, and they ride by you, like, hey, have a good day. You know, hey, how are you? I'm like, she's on peace. What am I worried about, really? You know, everybody has their own thing that they want, and everybody's going to do it. You know, sometimes, not sometimes, but people are going through the same thing. One person handled it differently, one person handled it good, one person handled it bad. You know, the exact same things. But you see, the exact same things is hard to come by because we're talking about history of things also. So the question becomes is, how do you deal with things? How do you deal with matters? How do you deal with things that you're not used to? Oh, right? A man like me is comfortable in my own little way still. You know what I mean? And, you know, but to be, you know, do something out of context, out of things, out of the norm, you know. One world, the world is huge. So huge that they have so much different discrepancies. Yeah, the world is so huge. And they have so much discrepancies about the world. Yeah, they don't know how big a deal the ocean is. They don't know. They don't know. Earth is flat. It says physics the other day was hocus pocus business. So, you know what I mean? You know? But this thing called science and this thing everything I use. Everything becomes popular and like quickly a lot of the norm. Ask yourself, come from
Now, I got this new realization today. I got a new realization today, man. Because now, realization, yeah, it's about, I can't figure out the realization, right? But it turns out from there, just, you know, but as people, person, perception, we got a united one, you know. We gotta unite as one, because we can see for yourself in terms of hierarchy. The ones at the top, they don't have no problem with at the bottom. And then the question becomes: to tell you, I know, well, where are you in the hierarchy? That's it. But if you have a reaction to the diagnosis, that's it. You know, say, man, we can't really do whatever over there in the hierarchy. Selfishness. Are you looking at your children? Children is about that. As your lineage. Yep. Well, you know, right now I can tell you about my last thought process first. If I know, not my newest thing, but my last newest energy in terms of purity and like achieving holiness. You know what I mean? And in terms of that, it's really because what happened now, everything that we can see now today is that it was a whole lot of lies. You know what I mean? That's nothing to be. There's no conspiracy there. No conspiracy there. All right. No conspiracy with everything, eh? But, anyways, no conspiracy to them. Like, so for me, really, anything that I really say is opposite. Yeah, you know, this is that way, you know, opposite. Yeah. So you have to realize that we can't believe everything that is. We have to try to trust ourselves more. I mean, trust ourselves more. You know, because the illusions come and they show us that with holograms. They show us that with all kinds of stuff. Well, what is it that they're not showing us? You know what I mean? Or are they not showing us? What does it matter? It does matter, because what happens now is that we as ourselves, like you guys say, hate your neighbor for true. You know? It starts there. But again, now it's hard for me to say, because you see me, I'm brought up in a way where it's just straight away. You know what I mean? I've always like work, you know, still doing something, you know what I mean? And I say, what's it? I mean, you know, I still don't think it's something like that, you know? Yeah, you know? Something by answer, something. Nothing bad though, never know drugs, because drugs don't work. I mean, but you never want to lead anybody astray. That was something I always knew that one for sure. You know, you never want to like cause affliction onto somebody else. And then we're there. You know what I mean? To defend yourself, you have to. But again, you never wanna hurt nobody. Nobody is supposed to wanna think any other way than that. But they do, because of television, programming business. Because what happens, like, worry, I can understand still, because there's so many different ways, so much different things and thought processes and all these things that we can see and things that we hear, which plays a part of our sensitive emotions, environmental, but in truth, of truth, as they are, that there's something more spiritual than that.
that with all the different spiritual aspects that they actually show you with YouTube. Or even our own brother or anything type of TikTok business. You know, man. You should really look up a little, you know, but a lot of them I can tell you is that working for the wrong entity. But I think that wrong entity is coming to a close, or like a dynamite. I mean, because they've exposed so much, done so much, they've done so much wrong, so much bad. And you see, little by little, even the people that might work beside you and work with you in these things, they're set up for themselves to get these type of vibrations for some odd reason. I don't understand why. I don't understand how to deal with groups and things where there's a gang or a group or all these things to become what? Recognized and what? For what reason? You get better, you feel better for no word. Accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? Accomplishment. In terms of competition. But then again, you see, well, is MC about how? Understand and see, yes, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody wants competition. But that's why you got to be a woman because I was lonely. I mean, so, you know, just people in general, the social aspect of things where you see with the COVID-19 aspect of things, the social appeal. But then you know, people that say this is social appeal. But the question was, are you making the right steps to be the right in the right social environment? You know, to get the most out of self, the most out of person, because how much different ways, how much different times, how many different ways. Like, a person will live and die and not understand what they're capable of doing and what they're meant to do or anything of these ways because of whatever reason. So the question becomes, do we really identify what we're supposed to do? Is that the question for everybody? Is that the question for somewhere? Is it because everybody's different? Because some people may not even think about these things. It's really hard to speak with some people because the thing about it is how can I improve my own self and get myself on a level of vibration? And where it's even higher than... Then, you know, working a whole new vibration. Working right system to make choices. Because in my mind, you can't be perfect, but Christ is perfect. And Christ walked on the earth. Christ, yes, but Christ was born of a virgin birth. Oh, how was Christ born of a virgin birth? Did you see September 23rd, 2015? And that looks like to me, you know, who was the virgin birth coming off the start. Leo, and Virgo, and the star was in the year of Virgo for 9 months, and then on 23rd of 2017, that star, that Virgo, 9 months, the virgin birth. See, there's two virgin births. One is Christ. Worried is only for people that deal with bad and negative and bad things. Worried is because everybody has to face death. You know, the question now is how are we living? Is the thing is key. Is it? Because now, if a man lives graciously, he lives righteously. Everybody can be honestly in the wrong way. Right? I can understand that because things that go through in life at the same time, you know, but at the same time, people willingly to hurt somebody now, or to cause them to go astray. Whatever reason, all these different things are trying to obtain God's power. You know, I'm walking on bridges, I was with it, and it's idols, you know what I'm saying? And you're talking about, what's the next one, Northern God? Shrine, you know, shrine, okay? And I'm not saying no, you know, because the only goes for even the rest of Bridget, you know what I'm saying? The rest of Bridget, shrine, they wait enough to have to do, but still get at the same time, I'm probably like, don't like those things. That's why the Buddha statue was hit with lightning. The other day, the Buddha statue was hit with lightning. Rakataka. Yeah, those things are known as abomination of the Almighty. You see, because the thing is, when you try to obtain Almighty power, it will just blow up in your face in truth and reality. But to work with the devil, you may get to look up without power, but that's false, fictitious, and fake business because in the book of the Almighty, it's running. Run! You never know if you run so fast to back foot. Yeah, that's what happened, you know. That's what really happened, you know. Make no mistake about it. Because Because what happened was a mere person, a mere man, whether man was bullied or whatever, put on his childhood, whatever is popping. I mean, he grew up in certain things. But the question is, do you remain grounded? Or is it a thing that money, you're running down money for whatever way and any way that it comes to you? If somebody says, listen, I want you to look the other way, but I'm going to give you $1 million. Will you look the other way is the question. Many people don't look the other way, you know, G. Me not look next to the road, boy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to protect my father taught me. See, I'm blind here and there. See, I'm blind here and there. So when now, you talk to me about how much money to do, how much things. Okay. I can say, okay, thanks. Okay, bye-bye. No English. I said, no English, man. And there's so many degrees of life. You know? Little white lies and certain things like that. You know, whatever reason and stuff. But lying is still lying. That's why it's like for me, I have to think deep. Sometimes I have to answer, you know. Sometimes I see something different. Like, so it's not even really, you know, same thing on. Yeah, because what happened now, you're not kidding me, because I thought it was hard too, you know, like I watch no movie from my youth, you know what I mean, and I see these things come in different ways. That's like sometimes I'm egging on the fight, it's the devil that's egging on the fight, you know, and I see that's why then two people are brought by a rock. I'm not saying, you know, sometimes I rock sometimes because, you know, sometimes but at the same time, I have to understand the bigger picture is that it's the devil egging in. And some people work with them. You know what I mean? Any type of negative work with them. People try to harness God's power. I find it so good. I never realized it. And even more and more, especially when Harry Potter come out. Wow. Hey, that one of the holy power witches. The holy power warlock. yeah. Holy power cloak. The man wear a cloak. I wear the long jacket. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You say, yes, good, no, medium, slow, Joe. I'm telling you. Not just only that, but when you look at each other, because me, I'm all like a virgin. I'm like a virgin when I come into enough things, you know? And, you know, like watching the man shop, and he always has people over in the basement and stuff. I don't know, because I'm just into printing, you know what I'm saying? And but when you check, you see what the heck is going on down there, really. You know, kind of, and we could talk to me nice, you know, all these things and thing. But it goes to show you that people talk to you nice, but you don't know what they're into. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they're into. You know, people are wicked, you know, star. But some people really nice too. But the thing is, like, am I trying to figure out who's who? You know? Because the question becomes sometimes, how much hurt can I want to take still? But I'm out of the word, and I'm blessed, and I'm by this, and we don't have to worry about things like that. I'm not worried about it. I'm not thinking about it. I don't have to worry about it. That's the truth. That's the honest truth. Read the Bible and read it well. Yes, my friend, my name is well. Read the Bible and read it well. Yes, my friend, my name is well. Hold on. Read the chapter and read it today. Read the chapter and read it today. Give the devil away. Read the Bible and read it well. Yes, my friend, my name is. You know, that's the truth. More pray, more things. You know, easier said than done, I guess, kind of. You know, whatever time is perfect, I'll tell you that. Because, you know, like, for example, like when you start to practice Sabbath, you know, like, especially like, before and all the Sabbath, but Father said, you know, Sabbath, I'm not going to have but you keep things in context, same way. But at the same time, because it's so important, as it's written all over the Bible, to keep the Sabbath, which is the seventh day, right? You keep the Sabbath, and you feel you can't wait for Sabbath to come. Maybe you're lazy, like yeah, every time I do nothing, you know what I'm saying? I read the Bible, I feel cool and good, you know. Be aggressive. Yep. Because Father Jah rules the universe. That's where that next time came. John rules the universe. Huh? You know, I'm probably gonna publish this one. This record is important. It's important still. No worry. There's all kinds of degrees that we're in, and for all kinds of different reasons, all kinds of things. Sometimes because we did something, but sometimes because we didn't know something. Maybe because we're unaware of something, because sometimes we're worried about things for other people. Scared, frightened, how do you think? But in truth and reality, you know, with you, the Almighty, because we have to check. That's the Creator, you know. So if you kind of give your trust to Him, remember just kind of when you give your trust, you're all right. Set. Yes, no, medium, or slow. Look at the pastor, Mario Mara. Mara. Bishop Marmari. And the knife didn't even open. That could be a miracle. That could be a Father Jacob. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you see these videos and things, you know, like just the eye of deception. That's not deception. Deception, you know. Oh, deception, you know, my life. You know, you probably look at it like that same knife attack. You know what I'm saying? You probably look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? And as a fumble of the knife, that still gets on the colleagues. At the same time, it was not what it was supposed to be. I mean, in terms of me and Jacob, no. You know? Because the first thing I did still, I'm not lying to you, I asked for help. I asked for strength. I swear. Correct. Because I'm like, what's going on? Crying, Jacob. Every day, I get some Bible too. Yeah, Bible from 1860s, Bible from 1960s. Yeah, that's the wrong song. It's the wrong Bible. Yeah. Yeah. Believe it. Walk the Bible. Read the Bible. But again, everything's inside the heart. I remember I said, oh, one person was trying and tried to do good still, but I got lucky, you know. You've got people that died in your life at the same time, and especially when I go to the Almighty, look out for you, you know. Especially when you're trying to do what's good on the earth of today, because what is more needed than anything is to do what's good on the earth of today. So if a person's trying to do good and stuff like that, and negative's coming at you, that negative is going to get a couple arrow shots. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I see it, because I like the way I feel it enough times when that evil vibration trying to come at me. I mean, there's angels out there, and the angels then just shock. Like Cupid in the boat. It wasn't kind of the bow and arrow. The bow and arrow, that's what they're working with. Kidding. Leave that one alone. Shock. You talk again. Shock again. Yeah, that's the truth, you know. So they come on time, but you want something about nothing at all. We want nothing. Especially what you're trying to do and try to do good. Because what we don't need in life. Because look at over here now, like Indian security guards over here, they're racist. They're racist. You know that prosecutor guy? Great. No, racist. Yeah, yeah. That's the truth. And Jesus, peace. But I'm man. I cannot look at every Indian person and say that they're racist. No, not taking a look at, no. It could be enough of them around the racist. We can't look at everybody like the same. Sometimes people still out of government, I don't know. Because I don't know what people are into. For what? You know? For what? Are you kidding? Like, I'm born by myself, okay? If I had a twin, I probably wrote my twin's name. You know what I'm saying? And it's better to, like, wrote the family's name. You know, like, you know, it's better than the sisters. It's better that way. But to try to, like, to fit in somewhere for some reason, do things that's not really you and all these things. Like, look at some of these one of my YouTube and the small gangster, you know? Gangster. I was a big gun bigger than them. What the heck is going on? That gun's bigger than you. Oh my goodness. This one is worth 200 with the small pistol. You know? Why am I really saying so much that part?
But what I am saying is that you look in their face, you look at them, you know they're not supposed to be doing. You know? You just know that's a good looking child, same way. You know, you just look at them and just, no. You know what I'm saying? You can see he's well blessed. You know what I mean? And you're not really supposed to do that either. But just to go along, to get along, you're going to do that. You know what I mean? To fit in, to hang out, you know, for whether it's jokes or whatever, to be, especially to accept you and stuff like that. But it's always for a time being cool. What happens later on, then argument, problem, worries with somebody for some reason, all kinds of things. To prove yourself for what type of reason. Ain't that a kidding? Are you kidding? Listen, I gotta go to work. That's why you skip these things. You skip those. Let me tell you something. These things facing and reach you, where you have like gangs around or different people around and hang around with this group or that group. You have to go to work. Get the resume in order. Go to work. See? Because at least you're making some money, you can hang out a little bit, buy what you want, same time too. You don't depend on nobody. But you choose where you're going to. I'm not saying I went to work, but I still hung out too. And I still hung out too. But again, now I'm choosing really because I go to work for a time period. So when I'm done work, you know, I got to travel to work. And I'm done work. And it's about, you know, if I want to hang out, then where am I going to go? Right? Because I'm not going to go, like, listen, if people cause so much trouble and fight over worries in them ways, I'm not going there for sure. You know? I'm not going there. No way. And you just learn over time. You know what I mean? It's energy. I'm saying, but you know somebody has no good for you. Why are you going to hang around? If the person's putting you down, making you feel bad, all these things. Why are you hanging around? Never hang around anybody. Even their joking seems to be joking. Especially around people. And then every time I'm around people, they're joking, but the joke is condescending towards you. What? Hey, you want to vote against me? No, me. I'm not going back over there, man. You can't change your mind either, because sometimes there's an underlining hate. You know, there's many times underlining hate because some people, they want to achieve some type of coolness. They want to achieve some type of rectification of, according to standards of society, per se. Be yourself, like, you know, be yourself is more obtainable, because you see, understanding self is a hard thing to do any which way when you take deep, unless you pay attention to yourself when you're a child growing up. You know, which is the best thing to do, because at that time you know your ins and outs and how you can maneuver, you know what I mean, what your specialties are, what you have to work on and all these different things. But you can't hang around anybody that talks down to you, says something that's not in your favor, arguments every day. I'm not with that. No way. Are you kidding? You gotta be kidding. Okay? Love and good nature. Live life, love and good nature. Understand self somehow. Because it's not, a lot of people could have so much different talent. And we just don't even realize it. Over life, you know. You know, like, for example, if I didn't move downtown in Toronto and get all, you know, mix up with the radio, and I would never realize, you know what you mean, a lot of the talent that I really had, because there's not a lot of people that were around me that actually said, no, man, you're really good at this or that or this and that, you know, and if you don't believe it, really, like MC work or anything like that, you know, like, surely you see the vibration and stuff like that, but you know, I don't know. Nobody's really saying nothing about nothing. You know what I mean? So me, I just go to work and sell it to the cashier. Or whatever else is going on.
instead of pursuing. That's why, like, now where I'm a little bit older, now, you know, I think I'll put more things out there. Like, I sing more songs, you know, or whatever else is going on. Like, I made a song the other day. I don't know where it is, but I recorded it. You know what I mean? And I think I did it live. Right? I recorded it live. Here I'm at. Yeah, man. I don't know. For the money? Because what? No, worried about money. But you didn't see a man the other day that talked about printing money and just putting things for them. You don't need the money because people can really, they can do the buildings, they can build and all these different things and such and such and such and such. What we need is to make sure that people are housed and stuff like that. You can get rid of drugs and that sort of thing. In terms of heavenship, you know, heavenship is all about that. Not pure, pure love, no nature. That's why a lot of people, they like the garden. Yep, the Garden of Eden. Righteous vibration, righteous demons. And that was speak about love. Because ultimate love is almighty love, the most high love. I'm seeing angels, that's all love, that's all love. And you can see the love by just looking at the different trees. Every tree is different. Every tree is different. The limbs, you know what I mean? The branches, everything. The trunk, everything different. The skin, the off skin. Where did they cut apart? Yeah, it's different. All different. You know? Check out the wonders in the nature. The wonders in nature. Look at all this different of vibrations of nature. Set up. Even the body look how it's set up. And you have that same small kind that they want to cause division among the people and the people that are supposed to unite and live with love and grace and laughter and eat stuff like that. But everybody likes to eat. Walk and talk and read and take creation and give thanks to very able to. But again, no, that's what people do. That's the same things that people do. So why is it that you want to argue? Why is it you want to match? What you mad about? What is that you wanna fight about? Why is it like that then? To prove what to who? You gotta prove to me. I don't care what you have. I don't care what you have. I don't care what you have. You know what I'm saying? It's all about who you are as a person. For me, really and truly, it's really about, are you helping somebody? That's what it is. Are you helping somebody? Care enough to help somebody. Because some people help somebody, but maybe they want to throw it in the person's face. You know, maybe it's like, you know, I help people, rah, rah, rah. For me, I help people because it's natural, number one. And number two, I love to see the relief on their face. I love it. And then from that, no, you know, I leave them. No, thank you, necessary. Most part, because I'm human still sometimes, one time, but not really, but you know, maybe I was 1%. But in the day, it doesn't matter, because what it is all about is just helping. If every way were to be like that, then it's almost like heaven on earth at the same time, you know, not just in certain communities. Sometimes when I watch these all these YouTube, when I go to all Africa and stuff like that, and maybe one of their bikes break down and stuff. I'm sure people come to help out, you know, they don't come to help out, they just come from left, right, rock, just come help out. No different mannerism, just to help you. I'm some people that want to help you. Trying to find all these things because of fear factor, and that's where it all came in the book, because they realize this thing called fear. Who put that in out in the tools and truth? Was George Bush talking about with the yellow, the green, and the red, or whatever, talking about the levels of fear or whatever. But it came out because the exposure, I think, with the bridge in there, with the supersized mini bridge. Farley, I think. But it was with him with exposure, seeing that it's a game that they play.
on fear, because if you're fear, you're dependent on them. But we don't fear nothing but the Almighty, because the Almighty says that fear only Him. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. See? Because fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear the one that can take away your soul and your life, not the one that can take away your life. Your soul and your life. Everybody has to die anyway. Okay? So the people in our week, you must have to give it up. We have to know what's going on inside of ourselves, you know, because sometimes you can't fight. And if you want it and you chose to fight, I'll tell you that you're going to win because the Almighty's there with you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the odds are against you at the same time, but like, I mean, if you do the Almighty, Jesus, you know, right? Live or dead or whatever else is going on, you do the Almighty, you're good to go. False victim, crime and violence, something that's different, or going against the Almighty in all kind of regard. In terms of Muslim, these things here, yeah. Once you start to hear about, see, they're talking about the deceiver, right? It's like the father of deceiver, the father of all lies, or something. That's kidding. You're not telling me, right? Father of lies. That's all you gotta tell me, because you wanna. My Almighty is not like that. Not only that, but I want to read the Bible story. Not only that, but you can see like a lot of people that appear after it happened. You know? I don't know if you can hear the rhythm in the background. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm going to read them in my ears. You know? Oh! Drawing a blank. Look at the rocks. The thing is, because of thanks to the Almighty, the Most High. I gotta look to the sky. Oh my, I look into God. I gotta think about why. Because you know the Almighty, He got it from the goal, from the jump. I gotta say, hello. I tell you that, we just be praising. La la la. Check one, two. All right. I believe you can hear red blood. It's going on. So, I'm just looking at the one. The champion. Who I am. I see if you look at these old mother skies. I see if you feel the catch of the eyes, because you understand why. My child, you love me so. I think that's how we go. That's how we flow. Understand, that's what I know, because my child, you love me so. I tell you again. My friend, don't you worry about that thing again. Because you know me, he knows all righteous things. I said to you, my friend, love becomes a friend. Remember the one who stuck up by him and touched him. And what he did was give her a miracle, because she thought that she was worthy. He said, my friend, you see that you have faith in me. So now I'm bringing it to you, and I'm going to love the all day, all night. I'm going to be with it. So my child is always with me. Check one, two. This is the first time on time we're living. Just for the reason. All right. Check one, two, check one, two, check one, two. Sing it out loud. Don't you worry about a thing, but you know,
loves you so. That's what I know. So we get to have to do it all myself, working on other things within. We gotta know that Father God is gonna show the angels to guide us, and that's what we do. He guides us, help us, reward. That's cool. I got it. Whether we cooking, whether we team, it's all about loving. He's our mighty, he knows, he sees in our heart, he sees everything about you. See that you are coming, you come to bring the answer, the solution. If you believe it, he'll turn and be again. Oh. Yeah, all right. Cool and calm, calm. They say the division is a war, but I say if I charge at all, you might understand a solution. That's what I say, my friend. Every nation around the globe, around the world, as around the compass, so we understand the pearls and the gold, resources. That's what I see, my friends, the courses. What they do, my friends, and courses. It's all about them.
It's one world we live in, you know. One world we live in. You know, humble is the meek, you know. Humble is the meek. So don't you worry. Father Jah says, just go and pray. And you know, in Romans it says, if you pray, believe it to be done. And he's also like, you don't have to pray in front of a whole bunch of people. You know, just pray and believe it to be done. Worry no more. Worry no more. Worry no more. And with that being said, all things being equal, I'd like to say good night. Good night to you. Good night to each and everybody throughout the globe. Regina, big up each and every time. Regina, Tolliver, bless you. And bless your heart. Bless your family. Have a good night. Have a good day.